Last week, we celebrated Easter, when the Lord rose again on the third day after being crucified. And today, we read another story from that same day, that first Easter. Some of the Lord's followers had seen angels who said that he was alive, but two other of the Lord's followers weren't sure what to think. Reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. And behold, two of them were going that same day to a village which is named Emmaus, away from Jerusalem, 60 stadia, or about 7.5 miles. It would have been a very long walk, many hours. And they conversed with one another of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass, as they conversed and were disputing, Jesus himself, being near, went with them. But their eyes were held, so that they did not know him. And he said to them, "What words are these which you exchange with each other while you walk and are sad?" And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said to him, "Are you only a sojourner in Jerusalem, and have not known the things which have come to pass there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a man, a prophet, powerful in deed and in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to the judgment of death and have crucified him. But we hoped that it had been he who was to have redeemed Israel. But besides all this, today brings the third day since these things were done. But also certain women from among us amazed us, who were early in the morning at the sepulchre, and not finding his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, who say that he is alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. And he said to them, "O thoughtless and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to have entered into his glory? And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." And they drew near to the village whither they were going, and he made as though he would go further. And they pressed him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day has declined." And he went in to abide with them. And it came to pass, as he reclined with them, taking bread, he blessed it, and breaking, gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he became invisible to them. And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he spoke to us in the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" Amen. Our second lesson is from the Heavenly Doctrine, from the book Arcana Celestia, about why the disciples recognize the Lord in the breaking of the bread. From Arcana Celestia. It came to pass when Jesus sat down with them that he took the bread and blessed and breaking gave to them, and their eyes were opened and they knew him. By which was signified that the Lord appears by good, but not by truth without good, for bread is the good of love. Thus it is evident that seeing in the internal sense signifies faith from the Lord, for there is no other faith which is faith than that which comes from the Lord. This also enables man to see, that is, to believe. But faith from self, or what is from man's own, is not faith, for it causes him to see falsities as truths, and truths as falsities. And if he sees truths as truths, still he does not see, because he does not believe. For he sees himself in them, and not the Lord. That to see is to have faith in the Lord is very plain from what has been frequently said above concerning the light of heaven. Namely, that being from the Lord, it is attended with intelligence and wisdom, consequently with faith in him. For faith in the Lord is inwardly within intelligence and wisdom. Wherefore, to see from that light as angels do can signify nothing else than faith in the Lord. The Lord himself also is in that light because it proceeds from him. It is that light also which shines within the conscience of those who have faith in the Lord. Although, while he lives in the body, a person is unaware of the fact, for the presence of light from the Lord is then obscured by the light of the world. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.